I'm great, how about yourself?
I'm all right, Paul.
Nice to meet you.
I got four rapid fire questions for you, if you don't mind. What are the team's expectations for this year? What are your team goals for 2017?
Some of the team goals, you know, build off of what we've done last year. You know, 9-4 is an okay season, but, you know, of course you want to be better and, you know, play in the playoffs and you know, contend for the national championship.
What uniform supplier do you prefer?
I definitely prefer the blue uniforms. We had Orange Bowl season.
Right, but what uniform supplier? Like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Russell Athletic again.
If I had to choose, I think I would pick Adidas.
Adidas? What game or what team do you have like circled on schedule as like this is the one that you're looking forward to most this year?
I'm gonna say Tennessee because it's the first game, you know.
And finally, who has really emerged as a leader on this year's team?
I definitely feel like Taekwon Marshall did. He showed a lot of leadership during the summer.
So Taekwon, anybody else or?
I would say myself, but you know, I'm not a selfish guy. So. Also, Keyshawn Freeman, he definitely, you know, picks everyone up and shows a lot of leadership.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
How important is it to have the you know, all the A-backs, B-backs back in terms of timing? I mean, it's so important in this offense to have all that timing down with the quarterback. How important is it to have all these guys? There's so many back.
Right. It's very important. You know, everyone feels comfortable because everyone has been here, been through everything. I feel like, you know, we'll be successful, you know, and, especially, you know, like you just said, a lot of people coming back. Just keeping people, you know, bringing a whole team with us because they look at us like we have the most experience and more playing time.
How big of a difference does it make it, though, without that signal caller? You know, you got a new guy now. How long of an adjustment process is that? You know, you've been working with him and with some of the others, with Jordan and with some of the others in the spring, but now how big of an adjustment process is that now that that continues?
Right. It just, you know, I guess it's just a thing you got to get used to just with practice, you know. We have those moments where we try to get the signals from everyone. So it's like, you know, it's just like clockwork. Just, you know, got to continue to practice on it.
Do you get to work with the quarterbacks at all kind of on your own? Do you do that?
Yes. Actually, we do it like maybe 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So it's after all the things we've done, like with the running and stuff, we get with the quarterbacks, run through routes and things of that nature.
What kinds of adjustments do you have to make depending on the quarterback? I mean, is timing a lot different or different type of ball you have to catch or anything like that?
I would say they're actually falling into place. I feel like, you know, we haven't missed a step at quarterback. That's how I feel. I feel like we have great guys at the quarterback position. I feel like we'll have a great season.
Talk about the duo a little bit with you and Clinton Lynch and, you know, kind of what you two bring and the difference between you guys.
Right. I mean, if I'm not making a play, Clint's making a play, and vice versa. I feel like if one of us is on the field, you know, one of us will make a play. I feel like that's a, you know, a great thing to have on the team.
I think you made a play in the Georgia game last year, maybe. I think it was you, right? Okay, I just want to make sure. How has that changed your just day-to-day at all?
You know, I get that question a lot. Like, just how did I feel going into – you know, that play, and, you know, how did I feel after that play? And it's a recurring question that I get all the time.
Lance said that you and him make fun of Lawrence a little bit. Kind of, what do you do to him?
Well, see, it's mainly Lance. So whenever Lance picks on Lawrence, I just pick it back off of it sometimes. But, you know, it's great, you know, it's a competition thing. It's nothing but love.
You had a different game, opening game last year, obviously playing out of the country, but you know, not as big of an opponent as you're coming up with this season. What are you guys kind of doing to get ramped up? Because, I mean, it's first week, spotlight's all on you, no other games going on, SEC, ACC.
I feel like, you know, no matter what game it is or who we're playing, we're always pumped up to play. You know, it's the first game, it's a huge game, and we get to open up in Mercedes-Benz. So I think that, you know, playing in Mercedes-Benz is a big deal to us.
Like, what do you remember about your first camp?
My first camp, everyone telling me that it would be hard. And, you know, I had in my mind that things about to be terrible, but it actually wasn't as bad as I thought. It's just a mental thing.
To relate to you with some of these football questions, I've got some fun ones, so I hope you're excited. What's your favorite fast food restaurant, and what do you order at that restaurant?
My favorite fast food restaurant? I would have to say American Deli. 10-piece wings, mild, with lemon pepper sprinkles, with peach lemonade.
Coming to camp off a 3-9, and now you're coming in off an 11 in the season. What was the difference this summer as opposed to last summer heading to camp?
I feel like actually this summer has been the hardest summer I've ever been through. You know, it just, I guess it's just one of those things where we're trying to build on what we already started, and not just have, you know, one year good year, then the next year we slack a little bit. Just we want to be a consistent thing.
So it's good pressure, I guess, or versus, right. I guess, bad pressure.
But I guess a little bit of both, you know.
What has moved to camp so hard this year compared to the past?
I feel like it just, we've done a whole lot more running, you know, just getting focused. And we've also, like, on our free time, we get more work in after with quarterbacks and everyone else. That just running in general, I feel like, is what harder to me.
Is that for the entire team or just for your unit?
Oh, no, it's just this entire team.
Was it expressed to you guys that we're going to push you guys harder than you have in the past? Because I've heard that before from other players that it's been harder work this summer.
Right. He kind of touched on it that it won't be an easy summer, you know.
Coach Sis?
Yeah, Coach Sis. So he was right about it. This has been the toughest time of my life.
Can you think of like a really hard day or something that he made, like that he kind of ramped up from last summer that you're like, wow, this is.
I think maybe last week. I think we ran. I don't know. I know we did a lot of things. We went through drills and then we ran outside and we also ran inside. It was a lot.
I imagine now you feel kind of relieved because it's getting down to the real stuff, right. And the games are coming up soon.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling to be in camp and, you know, closer to that first game.
Is it sort of thing where you're like, man, I hate Coach Sis right now? Do you have that kind of feeling, or how would you describe it?
Not so much Coach Sis, but, you know, it's one of those things like, man, I hate football. You know, had you kind of second guessing, but you know, at the end of the day, you got to realize this is for the better.
You feel like camp will be easier this season because of that? Or I guess that's the hope?
Well, I feel like it won't be as hard as the run, but I don't think camp will be easy. Camp is a grind. It's a mental thing. I don't think it'll be easy.